Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I am your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you tonight?
You know what? I'm pretty in the middle. I'm not good. I'm not bad. What's the word? Normal? I'm normal, Kyle, unlike you.
Highly debatable, I would say.
You think you're more normal than me?
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. It sounded so stupid when it came out of my mouth.
Oh, there's so many places I could take that joke. Stuff in your mouth. What'd you have for dinner today, man? I want to talk some food right off the bat. I'm coming in hot.
It was an Arby's night.
Arby's, okay. I'm going to try and guess what you get from Arby's. Beef and cheddar?
So, while I respect your guess, I'm going to go ahead and respectfully shoot you down.
Okay.
But I'm going to preface it by saying I tend to get something different every time I do go to Arby's. Tonight was the Reuben.
When you did not jump on the beef and cheddar, I thought sandwich right away.
Yeah. And I love the beef and cheddar. That's not the problem. It's just their menu is so vast that you kind of have to play it by how your tummy feels.
Can I just say I'm a big fan of, number one, curly fries there. Arby's sauce is always awesome. And this is, I think, an underrated item on the menu there. Buffalo chicken sandwich. And if you're not real hungry, get the slider.
I was going to say, I've had the slider, but not the Big Daddy.
The Big Daddy is, it's a mouthful.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You're on fire tonight, man.
Yeah.
This is your year. 2019 is your year.
It's my year, man.
What did you eat?
We actually grilled out for the Bears game and watched them lose, which was a little depressing. But I made cheddar Johnsonville brats on the grill. And a little bit of a California medley of frozen vegetables. Not all that exciting.
It's very worthy of the Bears' performance, so.
So depressing. Goddamn, laces out, Dan. Will ya? How do you miss a field goal? But let's jump into the reason we're here. This week we're talking Demolition Man, the 1993 sci-fi action film. Before we dive fully into Demolition Man, check out our sponsors over at Five Finger Tees. You can pick up some amazing t-shirts over there, all very reasonably priced. $10 for most shirts, $30 for hoodies. You can also use promo code 5OFF at checkout, save a little bit of money. And then please remember to rate and review to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Our YouTube page is a growing and getting a little bit bigger every single month. We appreciate your guys' support, and we really can't do any of this without you. So keep on supporting us, and we'll keep bringing you new movies every week. So, JD, what's your first memory of watching Demolition Man?
So that is a very good question, obviously, and I have got a very interesting story. I wanted to see it based on the trailer. I thought it looked like a great movie. Obviously, Stallone, Snipes, Schneider, Sandra. This is a great setup of actors that as a child I knew everything about, clearly. I remember coming home from school one day and was probably playing Mortal Kombat because that was usually my after-school video game.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad comes in and he gets home from work and he was never very good at anything.
Okay.
He was never very nice. He's never very anything. He was just kind of, you know, we just used to call him the dude because he was just some sort of dude that married my mom. But he comes home from work this day. It's like a Tuesday afternoon, and he looks at me and my older brother, and he's just like, "You guys want to go see Demolition Man?" And we're like, "Yeah." So we went, and we caught like a 4 o'clock showing of Demolition Man. We made it back home for dinner with my mom. It was a good time. One of the fondest memories I have with the man. I mean, not a chance he remembers it, but fond nonetheless.
Can I say I met him one time and I thought he was a real hoot? I kind of like the guy.
Do you want to know why?
He was on drugs?
Lots of drugs.
Okay.
Still is. Good man.
Good man.
It takes a good man to be on drugs for as long as he's been on drugs.
Yeah, so that's cool. So you got to, not cool that he's on drugs, but cool that you got to watch the movie in theater. That's awesome. Yes. I did not have the luxury of seeing this in theater. In fact, I don't think I watched this until probably like more like mid to late 90s for the first time. This was a VHS rental, something I saw on the shelf. It looked cool. It's got a couple guys that I really like. So I checked it out. I thought it was good. I have not watched this since the first time I rented it. Pretty positive. It's been a lot of years, so I'm really looking forward to just kind of reliving this movie almost for the first time because I don't remember hardly anything about the movie.
Oh, you're in for a treat. This movie's fantastic. This isn't a yearly rewatch for me. It's much like the movie Face Off that I probably rewatch maybe every 2 to 3 years, but it's in heavy rotation. That's why I picked this movie for us to do. I'm super stoked.
All right, well, let's jump into the trailer. So if you're by a computer, if you've got access to YouTube, type in Demolition Man original trailer. You're going to be looking for the trailer titled Demolition Man 1993 official trailer. Sly Stallone, Wesley Snipes, action movie HD. It has 178,000 views on it and was uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers. I will give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown, and we will watch this together. JD, are you ready?
Burp. That means yes. Yes, okay. I'm ready.
Kyle, ready to go. Okay, awesome. I thought you were making fun of my burp because I burped a little bit. I was like, oh. Whoop.
Okay. I thought it was a good setup, a mix of my Twitter shtick, which nobody ever responds to.
No.
One day I will break the 230 mark that I've been stuck at for years.
Okay.
Shout out to all my followers. I love you guys.
Yep. We'll give you a shout out at the end, too. Let's get him up to 250 here. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, click.
At the end of a century, ravaged by violence, a society of perfect order will arise. Criminals will be frozen and reprogrammed in cryogenic prisons.
The prisoners are ice cubes. Their criminal instincts are being reprogrammed as they sleep.
Aggression and deviant behavior will be totally eliminated.
He's a criminal the likes of which you have never seen. In a bad time, he was the worst.
I'm gonna love running this place.
But in the year 2032...
This morning, Simon Phoenix escaped from this cryo facility. We are, quite frankly, not equipped to deal with the situation.
Amidst a world of peace and calm...
We're police officers. We're not trained for this kind of violence.
How was the fiendish Simon Phoenix apprehended back in the 20th?
In the end, it took just one man. John Spartan.
You mean the Demolition Man?
The conditions of your parole are full reinstatement into the SAPD and immediate assignment to the apprehension of Simon Phoenix.
Two mortal enemies.
Just dropped in and say hi!
From another time.
Pass is over, John! Time for something new and improved!
Oh, hell. Will be unleashed on a future that isn't big enough for the both of them. Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Demolition Man.
JD, I just dropped in to say hi! What'd you think of the trailer, man?
You know I loved that. You know that was fan freaking-tastic. Everything about that, from seeing Stallone and Snipes going head-to-head. We're talking about two of the biggest stars in the 90s that are going, battling each other in a freaking action movie. It's not like Expendables where they're like, oh yeah, we're friends now. Oh, yeah. No, they're effing fighting each other.
Right.
I don't know. I love this movie. I think it's such a simple yet unique setup. It's almost out of like the Twilight Zone to think that you're going to take two of the most violent good guy, bad guy, and bring them into the future where it's a peaceful time. And like the dialogue is just when he's like, hey, we're cops, we're not equipped to deal with this. It's like you can't even comprehend how silly that is.
Yeah.
But it's fitting. I don't know. I'm super excited about this. I haven't seen that trailer in a very long time. I mean, if you could feel my nipples right now.
Rock hard,
zing.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cryo hard.
Oh, I like it. I've been cryo-decking it.
Let me ask you this. Is this not just the action film version of Forever Young with Mel Gibson?
Who talks about that movie? How dare you?
Hey, I like Forever Young.
Will not be a future episode.
Will be on a poll topic and we'll let the audience decide.
Fine. I can say fine to that.
The other thing that jumped out to me right away is Wesley Snipes has to be the inspiration for the Dennis Rodman haircut from 1994. Because if you remember, and I know you were a basketball fan back in the early 90s, in Detroit, he was like clean-cut Dennis Rodman, no tattoos. He got traded to San Antonio in 94 and had the bleach blonde like Spike. He looks exactly like Wesley Snipes. Google it.
I think that
No, seriously, Google it.
No, I have Dennis Rodman's rookie card hanging on my refrigerator. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
But it sounds like San Antonio did a number on him, not Simon Phoenix.
Good point.
I don't know. I love the comparison. I don't know. I would love, because there's so much, and even with the way that Simon Phoenix acts, and he's such a bad boy. He's Dennis Rodman in movie form, and a future episode will be Double Team.
Okay. I like that idea. I do like Double Team. All right, cool. Well, let's talk about the box office numbers here. So Demolition Man debuted at the box office on October 8, 1993. The film was distributed by Warner Brothers with a runtime of 115 minutes and a pretty large production budget of $57 million. Opening weekend, Demolition Man was the number one movie at the box office, bringing in $14.2 million, and they would repeat as number one in week two, bringing in another $10.2 million, making the 10-day total $29.5 million. JD, I know you contributed to the numbers. What do you think of the first 10 days here?
I think it's demolicious.
I like it. Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play here for Demolition Man?
I do, because this is such a fun movie.
Okay, and you would be correct. They did spend 5 weeks inside the top 10 on their way to making $58,055,768 domestically. Internationally, they killed it, as Stallone usually does, over $100 million overseas, and the worldwide total, $159,055,768. JD, what are your thoughts on the box office numbers?
Yeah, that's a pepperoni sandwich, mother effers.
Pepperoni sandwich? I like the analogy. I dig that. Are you surprised domestically the movie did not do more?
I mean, yes, considering it has all the pieces for success, but I feel like it almost garnered a cult classic following that probably did really well in DVD and VHS sales. I know I have it on DVD. I have it on Laserdisc. I feel like if this is a movie that you watch, this is a movie that you own, this is a movie that you love, and that you will go and go out of your way to see. I had the action figures for goodness sake.
Yeah. No, that I never had the action figures, but I mean those have to be worth some money now. I hope you kept them.
I did not. No. My Simon Phoenix action figure broke when he was knocking down a Lego wall to attack Wolverine.
That'll happen in our archives. Super Troopers. let's talk about top 10 movies that week. So you could have went and saw any movie you wanted. Your stepdad wanted Demolition Man. That's what you guys went to. But here's the other movies you could have picked from, JD. So Demolition Man, number one. Number two, Cool Runnings, man, in our archives. Great episode. Number three, Malice. Number four, The Good Son, Macaulay Culkin. Number five, The Age of Innocence. Number six, The Joy Luck Club. Number seven, Mr. Jones. Number eight, one of my favorites, The Program, future episode. Number nine, A Bronx Tale. And number 10, For the Love or Money. JD, any standouts for you in the top 10?
Wow, this was a hell of a week. Apparently, my stepdad sucks more than I remember. Obviously, The Program. That's going to be a definite movie that we'll do. The Good Son. I love The Good Son. That movie was creepy as all get up. We're talking Macaulay Culkin, Elijah Wood.
Super underrated.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
Definitely.
I like The Good Son. That's got to be on our list.
It will be on our list, but you mentioned a movie that is flexibly my all-time favorite movie, A Bronx Tale.
Oh, wow. Really?
I love A Bronx Tale. That movie is fantastic. Robert De Niro's directorial debut. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've had a chance to really talk about that yet, and I hope it to be a future episode, but my gosh, that movie is fantastic.
Okay. I'm looking at it now. A crime drama. Bit of a flop at the old box office, though.
Oh, it did not do well.
kind of long. 2 hours and 2 minutes. That's going to take a little bit convincing, but I could be convinced.
Maybe it's a quick bam episode.
Hey, here's a movie on the outskirts of the top 10 that we haven't talked about that I want there to be a future episode of. Free Willy was in theaters in 1993, flopping around in the water. They were in week 13 at that point, had grossed almost $200 million.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Free Willy?
I've never seen Free Willy.
You son of a bitch. That's happening in February. Making it my go-to episode.
I'll say two things. I'm very familiar with the theme song.
Yep.
Whatever. I may have embarrassed myself dancing to that at a party one time. Maybe that'll be a good episode to bring Eric back, who joined us for Biodome, because he is a big Free Willy fan.
He's in. Let's get him in. Also, Dazed and Confused was also floundering around in the box office, and that's a future episode. No doubt.
It's a good movie.
I like, yeah, Dazed and Confused.
All right.
They keep getting younger and I keep getting older. Something like that. A little
shout
creepy.
Out to my uncle who lives by that mantra.
Uncle Not Creepy. Kidding. Yeah, no.
Tell me that story offline.
There you go. Let's talk about some critic response to the movie. As usual, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of the critics here. JD, how do you think the critics received Demolition Man?
You know, I don't know. This is a difficult movie to judge because I think it's wildly original, but it's also painfully cliche. And for a well-paid, well-respected film critic to sit down, that's kind of a hit or miss. You're either going to respect that or you're going to hate it. I feel like old boy Ebert probably didn't respond very positively to it, but I feel like most people looked at what they saw and they said, this is larger than life. This acting is over the top, yet grounded. And the concept is very kind of cool. And even like the whole Taco Bell little thing that they pull into this, is just, there's a lot of cleverness here. I think that it could have been done better, but I feel like the critics probably didn't make it out to be a Holmes and Watson type of a movie, if you've been following that whole drama with that.
Lord have mercy.
So I really feel like they probably came to bat at about 57%.
Wow, great guess. So they came in at 61%. Audience response, a tick higher, 66. Yeah, you're right on the hit the nail on the head there. Pretty good. Now, let's hear from some of the critics. I got one good, one bad. I'll start with the good. Hal Henson of the Washington Post gave the film a positive review. and said basically, Demolition Man is a futuristic cop picture with a slightly more imagination and wit than the typical example of a slash and burn genre. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's a very intelligent way of explaining the movie. If I met this man, I'd shake his hand and I'd say, Demolition Man, motherfucker.
Peter Travers of the Rolling Stone was not a big fan at all and said, Demolition Man is sleek and empty, as well as brutal and pointless. It feels computer engineered, untouched by human hands, a real pod movie. What do you think about the Rolling Stone review?
Okay, it sounds like this guy's never masturbated in his life. That's my takeaway from what he's saying. Like, have you never had something so empty that you just sort of go through the motions and then feel good about it? Like, let it happen.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let it happen. Just drop your pants and let it happen, brother.
And I'm not even wearing pants right now.
You never are.
No, I'm never. And I respect him and his take on movies, and he's usually pretty right on, but I think he missed the mark
with
that. And you can be negative on a movie, but still respect and enjoy the aspects that it brings.
Okay.
Again, it's like eating fast food. You go to McDonald's, and it's not the best burger around, but you're still satisfied. You saved a couple of shekels, and you're not hungry anymore. Let it happen.
Let it happen. So I already told you what I was looking forward to most. What are you looking forward to most when we get into the full review for Demolition Man?
Simon Phoenix. He's okay. Fantastic. Like, he's got so many great one-liners. He does so many great things in this. The three seashells. To this day, I still don't know how those work, so maybe we'll have a good discussion about that. And I think this really, like, kicked Taco Bell into the next generation of really just relevance. It won the franchise wars.
I like it. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox. All full episodes are up on YouTube. Remember to rate and review as well and leave us a 5-star review. We are also on Facebook, and we're on the web at backintimepod.wordpress.com, and you can email us at backintimepodcast@gmail.com. But it's that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back the present day. We'll be back later in the week. See ya.
That was a real burp.